All right, let's get this party started. Welcome to the Gritty Genius podcast series. I have a special guest with me today and future guest host. So we'll talk about that a little bit more later. Selene Alatorre and myself, Dr. P. So I had this idea for a long time and I've kind of planted little seeds, you know, throughout the last couple of years of getting you on this podcast. And today we decided to bite the bullet and make it happen. And a lot's happened. It's crazy to think that I've known you for almost 10 years.
It is crazy. Yeah.
In a lot of different capacities, first professional, and then evolving into, and I think as your career evolved, as your education evolved, like our relationship kind of evolved as well. But as long as I've known you, I've always been inspired by who you are as a person, by your drive, your passion for community. And so when I think about La Jefa and just really wanting to do a series on like boss women, boss Latina women, like you came to mind immediately.
Oh, thank you.
And just who you are. So today I think it's elevating each other's voices and doing what we do, just talking about all things like career, just passion and what we do in life. Definitely need to do you some, you know, La Jefa respect and read your bio. So you can hang tight and I'll let people know what you're about. So Selene Alatorre, so you're a research project manager at Boston University. You obtained your bachelor's degree in speech language pathology at Sacramento State University, earned your master's of public health degree from University of San Francisco. Selene's work in public health field has focused on addressing childhood obesity, mental health and well-being, and other health-related behaviors. She has presented research on childhood obesity, social determinants of health, maternal health, mental health conferences across the country, including the National College of Health Association Conference, American Public Health Association Conference, the California Childhood Obesity Conference, and Latinas Rising Conference. Selene is a daughter of immigrants and proud Latina. Her ultimate goal is to work with Latino communities by addressing health and socioeconomic disparities in a meaningful way. Boss. And that's just being humble.
No.
You are very, and people that know you will listen to this and be like, Selene is totally being humble. Yes. And, but yeah, I mean, this is just a small piece of what reflects what you've done. And also you were born and raised in SoCal, right?
Yes. Well, Bakersfield, I don't know if everyone considers that SoCal, but central SoCal. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do want to get started with asking you, you know, you did your undergrad and your master's in Cali. So what helped or inspired you to move 3,000 miles away, right? Well, over 3,000 miles away to Boston, Massachusetts.
And,
you know, can I share during a pandemic?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was, you know, I moved out here with my boyfriend and we both had these really great opportunities work-wise lined up. But I also think it was, it kind of just felt like a gut feeling that, all right, there's a need and time for change. And it felt like I was in that space and it was this opportunity kind of just presented itself. And then it was like, well, why not? And I've always been the person who kind of is like, well, why not? And if it seems like, if it feels right, mostly, and I weighed the risk and did all that, then I take the leap. So it was a lot of just kind of trusting and to say that there's a lot of uncertainty and doubt behind decisions that I make still, but everything was going to work out in the way that it was supposed to, and it did. So now I'm here, and we moved, got our apartment the weekend, you know, the nation went into a shutdown because of COVID. So it's been a wild ride since we've been here during pandemic and starting new jobs and being in a space where we don't know anyone. I hadn't even visited Boston before moving here. So everything was really new and, you know, grown a lot and just had to deal with a lot, especially during pandemic. And I think, you know, right, I'm really close with my family and not being able to see them has been tough. And, but also just, lots of challenging things that make you grow. So grateful for that.
So you mentioned, you know, weighing out pros and cons, being very logical, but then you also mentioned this kind of trusting your gut, believing everything has a reason, especially in making this big decision, knowing it was going to take you further away from your family during a difficult time.
Mm-hmm. I guess this experience of moving here is very similar to the experience of when I decided to leave for college from my hometown, which was a big decision. And there was a lot of sort of parallels, and that was, you know, 10 years ago, but, and I've changed a lot since then, but there's things that stay the same. And I guess I'm very confident in like, okay, this isn't feeling good, or I know I need to change, and I can sit in that decision and feel okay with it. And that's how I felt 10 years ago when I decided to up and, you know, go to college somewhere else and not in my hometown. And that's what it felt like now. And it was, it's a lot of just internal, just thinking. And, I do meditate, so I would meditate on it. But then at the end, it's like, I come to a point where like, I just need to make a decision, and it's going to be this or that. And I have to just kind of move forward with what that decision is. And I don't, it's just a feeling, like, it's just this gut feeling like, okay, this is okay. And this is right. And then I kind of move forward in that way.
Yeah. Cause I see that that's, you know, this whole podcast is Gritty Genius. And, you know, that the previous episode before this one was like getting back to kind of informing people what Gritty Genius is about. And I really think that genius piece, the grit, is like facing life's adversities, right? Like, and I always say, like, facing challenges, eyes wide open, like, where, you know, you're going to face the fear or the challenge or the unknown or ambiguity. Mm-hmm. And then the genius is the wisdom that comes out of it. And so I hear you saying, well, this time in my life reminded me of this other time in my life, and here's kind of how I approached it. And then this time, so kind of using this accumulated wisdom or perspective to help guide you moving in the future. But also, I hear you with a whole lot of self-awareness of like, I got to listen. It's time to change. It's time for a move. Like, willing to take that risk and like, you know, what
I'm
going to do that. But also, it's not impulsive. Right.
Right. Not that I'm not, I have made impulsive, right.
And so have I.
I'm learning it. Yeah. I have made impulsive decisions. But
we're also emotional beings, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. In my case, highly emotional. So, yeah. But I guess I will say that I get bored a lot, or if I feel too comfortable and I feel like I'm in a space where I'm not challenged enough, that's a really big piece for me. So if I feel like, all right, I've kind of done my thing here, whether it's a job or in a space that I live in or whatever. It's just like, okay, I've got what I wanted to get. And that was some type of growth or some type of reflection period in my life or whatever it is. And when I feel like I'm done with the place, and I'm like, okay, now what's next? And now what's going to propel me forward in whatever area? And moving here was a step forward, and I think a really big step forward in my career with my work. But also, I think I was in a place where I knew I had to deal with some personal shit, and I wasn't doing it where I was at previously. So being sort of on my own over here, not knowing anyone was going to allow me to do that. And it did. And it kicked me in the ass, but you know, we're here, and it's kind of, that was the natural next step, I think, for dealing with things and growing. Yeah.
Wow. So you moved to a whole new position. We haven't even talked about you being a boss at your job and what you do. Because project manager, that's no joke. You manage a lot of sites for large research projects. So you go there, you know, you transition to a job in a pandemic, but you're also willing to take up this let me own my shit journey. Like, you know, as if move and the adjustment hard enough. And then, you know, the relationship piece and just the changes that happen with that, you're like, and let me start really looking at myself and my own and my healing or whatever that looks like. Wow. So I'd like to think things like that are very transformational or transformation in process. If you were to look back, because, you know, it's almost a year. It's going on a year that you've been there?
Yeah, March will be a year. So
March,
Yeah.
Is there anything you would tell your year ago self?
I don't know if I would tell any. I feel like I'm in a very sort of reflective point where I'm trying to figure out like what the hell happened last year type of thing. So I don't know if I'd tell myself anything different, but I guess what I would say is like, okay, you're doing what you were supposed to do, and you just got to lean into, because there was a lot of sort of self-conflict of, did I make the right decision, and am I supposed to be here, especially in the times that felt really tough in terms of missing my family, or work felt really tough because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. There's still that doubt piece, and they won't say, I mean, I was confident in my decision to move, but there's still a lot of doubt that comes throughout the journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just tell myself to lean in and get ready for the ride, because it's been a wild one.
Yeah. If I had to like reframe it, would it be reassure yourself? Like it's the right decision.
Yeah.
It's worth it. Yeah. So it's worth a decision. So moved off, it sounds like making those big life decisions or big steps or big risks, they're scary, but we look back and we can say, wow, like you're going to be okay. Like it's going to be worth it. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, the power of really wanting to create the space with you, but also in general, the podcast, because I think that's part of it. I think we can find messages out in the world that confirm stability, just stay put, just, you know, I don't want to say be mediocre, but, you know, don't put too much work into this and just kind of, you know, ride
it out. Comfort, right? Like, stay in your comfort. Yeah.
Stay in your comfort zone. And then there's this other piece where I want to be a part of the community where it's like, hey, take that risk. Even if it doesn't work out, we'll live through it and we'll learn something, right? Because none of us have a crystal ball. We don't know, what a year is going to look like.
Yeah.
In or a year out from a pandemic, right? I think we can all look back like, oh my gosh, like, did that really happen to us? And like, while we're going through it, went really slow, but also it was like, oh my gosh, it went by fast. Like we're all still trying to figure it out, but have we taken risks? Have we continued to still adjust to whatever life serves us to ourselves, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the part that sticks out there is, I've also had this, I want to achieve things in my life and I want to do things, and I know I'm not going to do them staying still. And I'm young enough. I just feel like I'm in the period where it's like, okay, this is where you kind of like take those risks and work your butt off and deal with all the stuff. And later I'll crave stability and I'll want to be somewhere more long-term. But right now it's just, you kind of got to do it to get, and I don't know what the end goal is, right? What success quote unquote looks like for me. But I know that this is all going to help achieve that. Yeah.
If you were to define what success means you today, do you have an idea of what that would look like for you?
I would say in my work, it has to be something where I'm serving people. And I feel like I'm serving in a way that really like means something. And it means I'm also, you know, giving my best self and showing up every day to whatever work I do. And then just, I mean, it sounds cheesy, but just being happy, right? Like being happy with my work and my lifestyle and the people I surround myself with.
Yeah.
I think it's the ultimate sort of, I mean, what else do you want in life, right?
Right.
To be happy, to be healthy, just enjoy even the normal days.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the perspective that's really needed. I mean, you didn't say anything about money or salary or status, but we see that all over social media, right? Like there's these mixed messages, and being able to really define success for yourself as you grow through different phases, you know? Cause I definitely feel like I want stability, but I'd never want to stand still or be stagnant and like being challenged or growth, you know? So I think like, obviously I'm a different generation than you are. You know, I think there's common values, but also I can see in my generation how it is just that, like, just get a job, like get benefits and 401k, like, and all that, just stay stable and plan for, you know, and then there's a big part of me is like, man, like just moving and changing and growing and evolving is just, I feel like a part of my DNA. Like I'm so blessed to have what I have. And I always like to grow. That doesn't mean getting more or earning more. It means, like you said, like being challenged and being environments where, you know, I think we could do a whole episode on imposter syndrome, right? Or that term. But being in environments where maybe I'm 41 years old and I'm feeling that, it's like, okay, so that means I'm being challenged to grow. If I feel uncomfortable at 41, then I think that's a good indication, right?
Like,
because that means I'm not just staying in my comfort zone. And, you know, I think I get restless. I feel that that same way too.
Yeah.
So it's like this interesting thing, like stability doesn't always have to mean like you're settling. Right.
Right. Right.
Or being mediocre, or, you know, continue to grow. So I don't know. It's okay to share, but you have run marathons. You're an avid runner. And, yes. You know, at one point you were also training for a weightlifting competition. So fitness is really important to your life. Mine too. Do you feel like that helps in job balance, work life, or like goal, like being to someone that likes to set goals and achieve them?
Yeah. I think for me, I was not ever an athlete or didn't do anything until adulthood, really anything physical activity. And when I got into it, it was very superficial. Like, I want to look better and I want, you know, and to be this size, weigh this much. And that's why I started working out or running or doing different things. And then it just turned into like, this is part of my life and it has to be, because if I don't do it, I just feel drained and just emotionally not well. And now, yes, I ran one marathon, that was a whole journey in itself. But it was something that was, okay, this is kind of a lofty goal, but why not? Like, why? I'm going to try it and I'm going to see if I can do it. And it just, you know, and I was okay with like, okay, this means I'm going to be spending all this time running and I'm going to be exhausted the other times because I'm just trying to recover and rest. It's like getting that job or getting, you know, it's like, okay, I worked my ass off and now I'm here and it feels so good to say, I want to do this and this is my goal. And then I achieved it. And it, for me, adds some like routine in my life, which I need. And it's okay. I do this and I do this. And if I'm doing well and with my workouts or with my workout routine, everything else kind of feels better because I'm not going to half-ass my workout in the morning. And then, you know, if I kick ass in the morning, I'm going to kick ass the rest of the day until I'm exhausted. Versus if I don't, I definitely noticed, definitely during COVID schedules, you know, when I don't have access to a gym or whatever. But if I don't do something, it also feels like I kind of slack off during the rest of the day. Cause I don't have that. Like I need everything to kind of be aligned in terms of, all right, we're putting in work today. Yeah.
Kind of sets the tone. Yeah. And I remember you would work out early mornings when you had your gym. Yeah. You would work out early mornings before the sun rose. You were already like throwing weights and kind of done and checked it off. Yeah. And it sounds like working out for you has provided both like consistency. So it's something you need to do every day that sets a tone of your day. And like, you need to set goals for it too, that help you get out of your comfort zone. So like the marathon training helped you be consistent in your day. You knew what you were doing, checking off the box, trusting the plan, but also like, okay, I'm also running a marathon. Like, I'm going to be running a marathon. Like, holy shit. Like, even just one is like a big freaking deal. So, you know, cause you know, you organize your life. How many months were you training for it?
It's probably like seven months.
You're organizing your life around this one day. Right. And like, so to be able to develop that perspective for like to reach for something long-term. I mean, I know it's kind of short-term, but it's still 7 months is still a good amount of time, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's always the first step for me. It's like, and I won't say it was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I was like all gung-ho about doing it. It took me months probably to like, all right, I'm deciding to do this and I'm going to go through with it. Same with the weightlifting. I was not a weightlifter. And when I first got into it, I was really uncomfortable doing it. I didn't know what I was doing and I would get really frustrated because I couldn't get the lifts right or my form right or whatever. But that also pushed me to like, no, I'm not going to like punk out right now. I'm going to figure this out. And it was frustrating probably for a long time. And then you get it and it's like, okay, and now I'm going to do better and keep doing better. And just you have to, I feel like you have like everything in my life. I can't just, you learn and it's uncomfortable and then you get used to it and then you have to do something better or you yourself have to get better.
Yeah.
Because I don't, I just don't see another way to.
Well, in my mind, I say you choose to, because that's a part of your character, right? Something that you've shaped over time, because, you know, people don't have to, you know,
I
mean, this is not a judgment on people who choose not to do goals. Not at all. Mm-hmm. But this idea that like these things shape our character and professionally and in life and in fitness, you kind of have this mindset that you want to continuously challenge yourself for growth. Right. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's part of who you are, along with the things that are values, like, you know, serving your community and your family and your culture, right. And your relationships and the things that you define as success, right. Like also are like the foundation of like what helps you and what drives you, you know?
Yeah.
So as we begin to wrap up, I mean, is there anything else that, you know, we want to share with the, you know, Gritty Genius podcast peeps?
I will just say that we talk about all these, right, these things that I've done or how I kind of choose to live my life. And I won't say, I still struggle. Like the struggle is still there. And I cry all the time. I'm a big crier and I cry all the time. And you just kind of like, you know, you're like, kind of like, what is going on right now?
Yeah.
But it also feels like that's just I've come to accept that's just life. Like there's going to be these really beautiful moments and moments where you feel really good about yourself because you accomplish something. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean it doesn't come with the sort of just dealing with getting there and the tough parts in between. So all to say that there's still struggles and that's normal. Yeah.
No, and I appreciate you keeping it real. Cause you know, I think that's, we definitely are so used to on social media and people just only putting the highlight reels, right? I got the job, I got this and that. And I think for you to say, hey, that doesn't mean it was easy. That means I didn't struggle. That means doesn't mean I didn't doubt or have those difficult days. It comes along with it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why I appreciate like you being, you know, keeping it real, but also, you know, this isn't the last time we're going to hear from you. So for the Gritty Genius folks, you know, Celine and I have been kind of working with the idea and I was able to rope her into being a guest host in the future.
Yeah, so excited.
This is just the first episode introducing you as the guest host and you're going to be coming out. We'll do a series. So every time Celine's on the show or we do a podcast episode with Celine, it'll have its special series name. So folks that are really like, hey, forget Gloria. I just want to hear Celine. No. They can like filter out that series.
That's not the case though.
No. You know, you might have your groupies, you know?
Yeah.
I really do think about elevating each other, being women that pull each other up, you know, help shine light and help us raise our voices and bring our voices to the light and our messages. And I think that's what it's about. So thank you. I really always love, enjoy connecting with you. And that, you know, and for people that know us, I think this was kind of a modest interaction, you know, because we can really,
we can get into it.
Open up as time goes on, but be on the lookout for that. So, you know, it'll be fun to record another and we'll keep pushing them out, right?
Yeah. And thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. We hope everybody's well and going into, you know, March, we're into the pandemic and we're still here. We're still alive. We're still blessed and still grateful. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Peace out, everybody.
Bye.